We're in Simon Reish Lamed Vav, entitled Berchos Kriyashma Shel Arvus. So we're now continuing with the next sif. Ein l'saper bin g'ula de Arvus l'tfila. We mentioned, actually in the Mishnah Berurah, that the paragraph of Hashkivenu is not an interruption between g'ula and tfila, in which one is supposed to be samech g'ula tfila, they're supposed to be right next to each other. We mentioned that Hashkivenu is kegula richtadamya. It's considered to be an elongated redemption. So, other than that, one is not allowed to make any interruptions. And one could ask, well, one second. After Hashkivenu, there is also some more sentences that we recite. It says, psukim neinu. That if you look at the paragraph, which the second paragraph continues, neinu, so you would think that sounds like an interruption as well. So even though that, in fact, is our custom, ein lahasik bein yirei neinu l'tfila, one is not allowed to make any interruptions between the two. Between once you said this paragraph and the Shemona Esrei. Umihu, mashem machriz shliach tzibur rosh chodesh bein kadosh l'tfilas arvus lo havi hefsek. In a situation before the Shemona Esrei, if someone would announce that one should not forget to recite certain tefillos, such as Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, Lo Havi Hefsek. That, even though one would say this, actually say the words Yal V'Yavo by Mariv, that's not an interruption. Kivan Shehu Sarech HaTefila. Since it's for the purpose and the needs of the tefillah, that's not an issue. The Piskei Tshuvos tells us that even though this is the case that one may do so, V'Ramin Bati Knesios Enu Hagin Klal B'Hachraz Zu. Many people do not make this announcement. Ella, as we know, Ma'ke al Shulchan lifnei Shemona Esrei. It says the Shamash is the one who bangs on the table before the Shemona Esrei. L'hachriz al achrazas me'en hamo'ira, to remind people that it's Yal V'Yavo. Some shuls have the custom that everyone does it. Shagia l'hazkar b'tfilaso magvia kolo k'di l'hazkir es etzibur shelo yishkachu. Even though, of course, the silent Shemona Esrei, exactly, that was good, it's supposed to be a silent Shemona Esrei, nonetheless, when it comes to Yal V'Yavo, for one to just raise their voice just to say those words so as to remind others, that's not considered to be an issue. And in fact, that, according to some, is preferable to actually saying it before the Shemona Esrei, which is obviously out of place, just saying randomly the words Yal V'Yavo to actually say it in the place. Obviously, if you're one of the slower daveners, you saying Yal V'Yavo is not very helpful because everyone's already way past that. But nonetheless, that is the custom, even though the Shulchan Aruch clearly tells us that one is allowed to actually make this announcement. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah tells us when it comes to this announcement, it's lav dafka. It's not specifically referring to Rosh Chodesh, shehu d'oraisa, ol hachris talmatar, shim yitu sarach lachsar. If a person would make a mistake when it comes to talmatar, at least, that you would have to repeat the Shemona Esrei if you said the wrong formula, el afil hachris al nisim. For a person to announce on Chanukah, Purim, that it's al nisim at night, shapar dami, one could say the words al nisim, even though some would give a klap. Something which is sarach tefila, one is allowed to make that interruption by the marv service preceding the Shemona Esrei, and that is not considered to be an issue. He says, "Avakashu omid bebirchas kriyashma bein aprakim asu lahachos shum davar." This is only the specific place right before the Shemona Esrei, but just to make an announcement in the middle of birchas kriyashma or in the middle of the Shema itself, that certainly is not allowed. It's only at this one point immediately preceding the Shemona Esrei where there is this leniency in which, as we mentioned, some people do not embrace that leniency. So the question is, what exactly is this paragraph that is that was instituted? We don't find this, as the Piskei Tshuvos points out, it's not found anywhere in the Talmud or in Midrashi Chazal, which means it was not instituted in the times of the Tanoim, who are the authors of the Mishnah or the Amoraim, later, between 205 and CE. But rather, he says, it was written in the Tekufas HaGaonim, in the Gaonic period, which was after the Amoraic period, which is, again, still a long time ago, but after the Talmud and the Medrash. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah cites the reasoning why we say, or some have the custom of reciting Yireinenu. He says as follows, V'tur Messiah Mezen. This is what the Torah says. U'mash no hangin l'hasik b'psukim v'yireinenu v'kaddish. The fact that we make this interruption also with Kaddish, l'fishe b'yomim harishonim, in the good old days, ha'ibot k'nesesh l'hem asados. People used to daven out in the open fields. And therefore, because of this, what could happen if one is out in the middle of nowhere? They're concerned that as the sun was setting, it's not really the best place to be caught out in the middle of the night, in the middle of a field. Askaros, it has 18 mentionings of Hashem's name. Keneged Yudches Brachos Sheish B'Tfilas Arvis. So therefore, some say that this was a substitute for the Shmoneh Esrei, so that it would be shorter in order for those to be able to go back to their respective homes safely. That's one interpretation of the reasoning of Yireinenu. Some say it's because of those people who are going to come late to be able to have a few more moments to enable those people to get to the gathering, to be able to recite Shmoneh Esrei in a tzibur. The Atah now, Shechazu Espal Arvis Bevati Kenesios. We're not in the middle of a field, pretty safe out. So what is the whole inyan of reciting this? Lo Nispato Minhag Arishon. As we know, once we've embraced a minhag, we're not so quick to push it to a side. And of course, this is the reason why this is said specifically for those who do say it only on a weekday. On Friday night, we don't find anyone that recites this paragraph, is because the whole inyan are people that are working in the fields. On Friday night, you probably shouldn't be working in your fields. You should be keeping Shabbos. And therefore, that paragraph was never instituted on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. The Eishmin HaGadolim Shenohagu Shlo Omrim Ad Kan Lashonu. And the Torah concludes saying that there are many Gedolim that just don't recite this at all. And the Ramah then tells us the following. He says, Re'isi, Medaktakim Nohagu La'amoy Kishomim Hayudches Pesukim Shel Baruch Hashem Le'olam. There are those that are very particular, that when they get to this particular section of the Shmoneh, of the Tefillah, of the Maariv, that they would stand up for this particular paragraph. And after all, if it is Keneged the Shmoneh Esrei, 18:18, he says, Minhag Yafehu. This is a very nice custom. Ki nithnu b'mokum tefillah shidches, d'yalkin roi lama behen kamo b'tefillah. It's proper that one should stand when it comes to this. So you look around in any shul, you don't see people deliberately standing up. So it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says to the contrary. The harbi achronim kasu, dioser tov shalol amod. So you have different minhagim. Some say that you should stand, and some say no, it's better shalol amod, that you should not stand. Why shouldn't you stand? If it represents the Shmoneh Esrei, well, it's not the Shmoneh Esrei. We're going to be davening Shmoneh Esrei right afterwards. Kedei l'haro she'en rotzo lotzeis b'zeh yedei chovas tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. Because if you deliberately stand up when you recite this paragraph, you're giving the impression that this is my Shmoneh Esrei. So then why immediately afterwards are you davening again? And therefore, some of the Achronim cite, it's better not to stand. So the question is, what if I'm standing? So does that mean I should deliberately sit down? So this is how we'll conclude with the words of the Piskei Tshuvos. He says, the Yesh HaKosin, he brings the Neshel Avram that says that there are those that write, Shul Maisa, Im Yoshehu Beberchus Kriya Shema, that if you're sitting down at the beginning of the davening for the brachos, for the Shema, Lo Yamud, you should not deliberately get up and stand. However, Bim Omid, if you're already standing in Tzarech Leishev, you no longer have to sit down specifically for this to make this recognition. El Tov Shul Yamud Kamidas Shmoneh Esrei. It's better that in the event that one does stand, and you may see this, that those who do stand, they will not stand in the same fashion as one would stand in the Shmoneh Esrei with their feet together. If that minhag is to stand, they stand. If you happen to be standing, you can stand, but to certainly not to give the impression that this is in lieu of the Shmoneh Esrei.